Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everybody, it's Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to talk about how fear may hold you back from leaving your job. So our question comes from someone who knows it would be best to leave an unsatisfying job situation, but isn't sure whether a better job exists.
Oh boy, I think that is so common. We'd rather keep the devil we know than risk seeking a better situation and being disappointed, right?
Yeah, it's true. The devil we know versus the devil we don't know. I relate to that.
Yeah. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question, please?
I have been at the same job for 5 years, working for an unsupportive boss who is constantly undermining me. I know that I'm good at what I do. In fact, he's told me that I'm more capable than he is. He's proud of me when I do well, but when I do really well, he finds a way to put me down. I know I should leave, but I'm afraid that my next boss won't be any better. This isn't the first time I've found myself with this kind of employer.
Oh, wow. So it's a pattern.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Unsupportive boss who's constantly undermining me. How pretty is that? Wow. That's not good. Yeah, so he's okay when she's doing, or he or she's doing a good job, but then when it's really good, I would imagine he gets very threatened.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly.
And becomes unsupportive and undermines. Not good.
No.
Yeah, I guess what I would like to say is that we have seen, in fact, one chapter in our book, Working With You Is Killing Me, called Fatal Attractions, mm-hmm. is about how we are so often attracted to a boss or a business partner, or client, whatever, who ultimately expresses our worst fears about ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what this person's fears are, but it could be you're too pushy, or you don't really have what it takes, or you wouldn't be anything without me, or you'd be nothing without me. You know, there's something probably about this association that keeps that person there because it's confirming perhaps his or her worst doubt.
Okay, that was just very deep. I don't know. That was some kind of psychological assessment.
It's true.
I promise. It's very true. No, I know it is. Well, to say that this is a pattern, that this is not the first time this has happened,
right.
I would agree with you that there's something that this person is doing mm-hmm. in this situation that may be aggravating it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they're attracted to the wrong kind of employer.
Well, that's it. It's that familiar feeling, perhaps.
But I think we also, you know, it turn people into our worst fear. We turn them into our father or our brother or somebody who treated us poorly. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to know. So let's just, I mean, there's things you can do.
Yeah.
One would be I would really seek some psychological help to find out what your role in this is.
Yeah.
You can't just blame it all on the boss. There's some role you're playing that solicits this kind of reaction. If it's repetitive, it's the first time it happened, I would say, okay, this person's a jerk, mm-hmm. get another job. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you're saying it happens, it's happened before, that's a red flag that you have to figure out.
Mm-hmm. Right. What is it that you're doing? And what is it that you're attracted to over and over again?
Yeah. And then there certainly are better bosses out there. I mean, maybe try working for a woman. Maybe try working, you know, for a different type of manager.
Well, I think the thing that would be interesting, so what happens in these situations when you're replaying something is that you get caught in a power struggle where you're trying to turn, like probably this individual would like this undermining boss to finally acknowledge them and appreciate them and mm-hmm. really be willing to help them move forward. So you're caught in a power struggle, whereas the real power that you have is to step back and define what kind of work, what kind of boss you really want, not mm-hmm. what you have, but what would you really want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that takes also some professional support, but mm-hmm. it definitely takes some reflection so that you're not just reacting and responding to the situation you find yourself in, you're creating your next opportunity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really important to be looking at yourself. I mean, I just heard from somebody who always blames the manager, and this is a repetitive thing for her. And I really tried to help her, you know, and she was never willing to really look at what she might have done to cause it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so she's never going to go anywhere. She's never really going to have a satisfying job.
Right.
I think it's a problem. You really have to look at what you might be doing in that relationship to contribute to it going in the wrong direction.
That's such a good point, Kathy. And I'm thinking of a client who actually was willing to see his part in a situation where his boss turned on him, mm-hmm. and he realized that he never let the boss know when he was having trouble,
right.
or when a situation was intolerable. And so because he kept always making it look like everything's fine, mm-hmm. when something mm-hmm. did go wrong, he was slammed.
Yeah. So I guess we're telling the person who sent this question, in which we really appreciate, it's your fault. No, I'm kidding. I'm trying to bring some levity to this. But that we all have to understand, we have to, you know, understand how we operate.
Yes.
In order to understand why we get reactions that we get.
Right. Well, and we can refer to ourselves, right? You and mm-hmm. I, we have our own fatal attractions. Mm-hmm. Mine is the pedestal smasher, mm-hmm. so I'm able to find individuals who say, you and only you can solve my problem, who put me on the pedestal, and then in 2 weeks' time, find fault with everything I do and smash me off. Mm-hmm. And then I'm tempted to do that because I keep trying to get a critical person, a hypercritical person, to approve of me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it wasn't until I could identify that I could stop going for that particular kind of person.
Right. I'm not going to say mine again because I'm always saying it's the saboteur who steals from me. But anyway, all right.
Yeah.
So, we're going to take a quick commercial break. So if you have any comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2.
If you want to get onto our email list as well, please text us at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office. That's at 22828 My Crazy Office. And you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show considering what fears may be holding you back from leaving your job and finding a better one.
Yeah, and actually, I think we should broaden it to say leaving your boss and finding a better one, leaving your agent and finding a better one, mm-hmm. leaving your rep and finding a better one, your client and finding a better one.
We could go on to husbands if you want to, but I don't think we
this
have
is very. But hello,
oh
this
my
is
God.
Very similar.
Okay, yes. We're not going to go there. Yeah. So what are the fears? I mean, the ones that I see the most are. Because if you've had a boss that didn't treat you well or the situation you felt you couldn't really do well in, your self-esteem may be pretty low.
Yes.
To me, that's the one I see the most.
Absolutely.
And I know there's a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to say, I think that very fear, which is low self-esteem and low self-confidence,
mm-hmm.
can also be exacerbated by a boss or a company that puts you down.
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps being negatively reinforced mm-hmm. by the place that currently employs you. And I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that there are things that we tell ourselves, or things certainly that I've heard certain of my clients say. One is that they're all the same. All the jobs are the same. So I'm going to find the exact same thing wherever I go. Another fear is that a great company wouldn't want me. That
mm-hmm.
goes to the low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people believe I'll never find a job that's right for me.
Mm-hmm.
Some people believe I'm not really talented after
mm-hmm.
all. Some people believe that the next employer will find out how much I don't know, or that I'm stupid, or, you know, you can fill in the blank.
Right.
And then some people feel I put so much time in here, I don't want to leave. Right. And then finally, I think there are people who just fear the work of finding, of job seeking. Do you find that, Kathy?
Yeah, I find those are all true, 100%. And I even hear more. I hear, you know, that I'm going to have to work really hard just to get to know that job. Yeah. Like, I know my job and I know how to do it as easily as I can.
Almost like the fear of starting from scratch.
Right. And I say, well, it takes 90 days to learn a job, so it's only going to be the first 3 months. Or they're really afraid of that.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think it's reproving yourself and having to go into that mode of, you know, I'm the newbie here and I have to really show a good face and I have to be on my best behavior for the first 3 months. And so I hear a lot of fear of that, which I think is such a temporary fear to solving a bigger problem.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I've got all these vacation days, so
I don't want to lose my vacation.
I don't want to lose it.
Or my bonus.
Right. So it's kind of that devil I do know versus the devil I don't know.
Yeah.
And there's always something wrong at every job. There's always something you're going to have to put up with, which I think most people know that there's some truth to that. So you don't know what you're trading.
Right. That's right. I think that's
so,
very true.
So, you know, are those legitimate fears? I don't really think so. I mean, I think they'll hold you back, but it's not enough because there's many things in a workplace that you can work around.
Right. Well, I think the other part is that the devil you know is only the devil you know. You don't know. There could be some angels out there, but you're never going to discover them unless you go out and start doing some real exploration.
Right.
And I was going to say that another fear, I think, for people who are shy or introverted is I don't want to put myself out there. You know, I won't be good at it. I won't be good at networking. I won't be good at making connections. How about for you, Logan? Are there fears that you've heard from your friends or your clients?
A lot of these that you're saying. Another one is also money.
How does that?
Even if they're unhappy and they'd rather do something else, just the thought of making less money or at least starting out with less money and having to build their way up, I feel like that also holds people back, especially if you're not a single person, if you have a family or some debt that's owed back.
Yeah.
Money is like a big thing that I hear.
I agree with you. And I've heard from people if the salary was so much better, yes, that's what they want. That's what they've been asking for. But then they're afraid that they're going to have to produce so much more. And they're worried about that. They don't know if they can, which is not the case. It's just a company that pays a fair wage.
So what do we do about these fears?
I think that question is your question. You're not asking me, I hope.
Well, I think you help people with this all the time,
Kathy. I do. Well, the way I help people with fear is I say, you know, own it and walk through it.
Yeah.
Because fear doesn't go away on its own. You must take the steps through it. And then when you get to the other side, you go, I cannot believe I was afraid of that.
Right.
A year later, you even forget that you were afraid.
Right.
So that's what I say. You might have better techniques.
No. I actually go along the same. I always talk about awareness, acceptance, and action, right? I think it's important to be aware of what are the fears that are holding you back and to accept like, okay, that's going to run through your head, whether it's true or not. And then the action is to act yourself into right thinking, to take actions regardless of what you fear, but small actions so that the fearful part of you doesn't freak out.
See, I like to rip the Band-Aid. That is where you and I are different.
So if you want the more aggressive approach, go to Kathy.
Right.
If you want the
I say to them, Kathy. I'm holding your hand. I'm right here holding your hand. And I try to have them find other people that are going to support them through this.
Yeah.
And you got to run through your fear, I think, because it's a little quicker. To me, the longer you take going through your fear, the slower the pain is.
I'm not saying don't go through your fear. I'm saying break down the steps you have to do so that it's clear.
So it's doable.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And that's because, again, a fear is, oh my God, there's so much to do, I can never do it, right? So the breaking it down is actually a way of titrating the fear.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're the same in that.
Yeah.
We are.
All right. All right, so we're the same.
We're the same.
We're the saying the same thing in different language.
Yes.
All right, so feel the fear and do it anyway, right?
Right. Basically know that the fear saying. Is just the thoughts in your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to go away until you get to the other side of it. And that I think the fear of fear is more painful than actually what you have to do.
Oh, yeah. I agree. And I also think that it's very valuable to get support, even if it's just a colleague or a group or any kind of individual mentor. Someone who can help you face your fears and still keep moving forward.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.